Dr. Lonnie Smith has accomplished just about everything one could in a musical career. The list of his collaborators includes almost every jazz musician of note for the past half century. He's toured the world. He's headlined at the major jazz festivals. He's been named Organ Keyboardist of the Year by the Jazz Journalists Association 5 times. But he's never played in Arkansas. He'll check that off the list this weekend. Robert Ginsberg, the host of KUAF's Shades of Jazz program every Friday and Saturday night, recently talked to him.
When writing about the jazz legend and master of the Hammond B3 organ, Dr. Lonnie Smith, Bill Bennett wrote for the Jazz Times, "Sitting behind a hulking Hammond B3 organ, Dr. Lonnie Smith is a riddle wrapped in an enigma wrapped in a turban. Few people know whether the 72-year-old jazz veteran earned a doctorate in medicine or music. The answer, neither. One story has it he earned his doctor moniker from his fellow musicians as a tribute to his ability to doctor up their music. Another theory is that he adopted the nickname in the mid-70s to distinguish himself from another jazz keyboardist, Lonnie Liston Smith. And what about the turban? Well, Smith claims it's an authentic Sikh wrap, though the Buffalo, New York native seems more Baptist than Sikh. In the course of Dr. Lonnie Smith's 50-year-plus career in the world of jazz, he's never appeared in Arkansas, but that's soon to change. He'll be at the Walton Arts Center as part of the Starlight Jazz Series on February 1st. I had an opportunity to speak with Dr. Lonnie Smith from his home in Florida and learn some interesting facts about how he came to music relatively late in life. We're long overdue to have you come up to Arkansas and pay us a visit.
Well, I'm ready.
I know you grew up in Buffalo, New York, and you were exposed to music as a child through the church, and at your house you used to sing, and I think in your early days in school you played around with the trumpet. But there's a great story about how you and the Hammond B3 organ came together, and it has to do with a gentleman that owned a music store where you used to hang out.
Robert, I'm going to tell you the real story. I guess you want to hear it from me, right?
I know you had to tell it before, but I'd love to hear it from you.
No, you want to hear the... No, they haven't got the real story. The organ and I, we were birth twins. We were born together. That's how that happened.
You have to explain that a little bit.
No, we are twins. What happened, I used to go and sit in the music store all the time. And I sat in the store every day after he closed. And one day he said, "Could I ask you a question, son?" I said, "Yes, sir." He says, "Why do you come in every day and you sit the closing time?" "Now, there was no organ in there, Robert." I said, "Well, sir, if I had an instrument, I could learn how to play. And if I could play, I could make a living, you know." And so I went home, kept coming back. I was just set. And one day he closed the place, and he took me in the back where he had a house. And when he opened the door, the organ was sitting, staring dead at my long-lost twin. I ran over there to the organ. I said, "That's the organ." He said, "If you can get this out of here, it's yours."
He gave it to you?
It happened. Just like that for me. Did I get it out of there? My brother and I put it in a truck, in the back of a truck. It was snowing in Buffalo. And I was in the back holding on to the organ in the snow. I love this thing. I mean, I put the organ in the house. We put it in. And I didn't even really know how to turn it on. I figured it out. I turned the organ on. And I didn't. You got all of these push buttons and stops, and you know it's like a spaceship, right?
Yes, it is like a spaceship.
And I didn't know how. I didn't know what button works, what this works, and I start pulling, sliding. The only sound I got was the same sound. It didn't make any other sound to me. You know, I say that's not what I. I've heard before. I'm pulling knobs, but nothing's happening. So I called a friend. He came, Joe Madison, came. And he said, oh, this works, that, and that's it. That's all it took.
Smith's music career really skyrocketed in the mid-60s, particularly after he hooked up with a young guitarist out of Pittsburgh named George Benson. This led to a record deal with Columbia Records and further collaborations with some of the giants of jazz at that time, including saxophonist Lou Donaldson and trumpeter Lee Morgan, just to name a few.
All of a sudden, this fellow by the name of George Benson, you know.
George Benson, yes, I do know.
Yeah, he was a little young fella, you know. He could play a little bit. He was really something. And I said, wow, well, I can play. So George said, hey, man, wow, let's get a group. I said, okay, but I love this band. We went in his mother's basement in Pittsburgh. That's where he's from. We went to Pittsburgh. Now watch this, Rob. We learned two songs, Clockwise and Secret Love. Clockwise was on our first album. I said, let's go. So we took off with two songs to New York City. Now, this is the funny thing. We were playing at that club, 125th and 7th Avenue, behind Go-Go Girl. It's not funny, Rob. It was behind Go-Go.
I'm just trying to picture this.
Oh, come on, man. So we were playing, and George said, get down. We're going to play something now. So he told the girls, we got down, and we played some jazz. And John Hammond loved it. He wanted to sign us right on the spot in the club. So he signed George up, and guess what? I was in the package. He signed me up.
So this was for Columbia Records, right?
Yeah. I said, whoa. Sign me up. He signed George up, and he signed myself up.
That was Clockwise from a 1966 recording on George Benson's LP, It's Uptown, featuring Dr. Lonnie Smith on Columbia Records. So the word was out. The doctor is in the house, and after only a year on the scene, every jazz musician in New York City wanted a piece of Dr. Lonnie Smith on their recordings.
Now, Lou Donaldson is in the studio.
Okay.
It went that smooth. I'm just that quick. Now they said they needed somebody. They called George Benson, Idris, Muhammad, and me, myself. We went in the studio, and we hit Alligator Boogaloo.
Oh, boy. That was a million seller, wasn't it?
And that was a hit. So now, and on that record, you heard a lot of organ on that. So I said, uh-oh. So now Duke Pearson called me and Frank Wolf from Blue Note and said, they want to sign you. I said, no. I couldn't believe it. Because they had, if anyone knew Blue Note, Blue Note had all the greats over there. Now, George and I was with Columbia Records, but Blue Note called me and they wanted me over there. I said, oh, boy. So I didn't tell anybody because I couldn't believe it myself. I didn't get excited. I just, you know, well, if it happens, it happens. If not, I don't know. You know, and it happened. And now I go in the studio, and guess what happened, Robert?
What happened?
I get a hit. Now, George and I were with Columbia Records. We just started. Now my record started moving. Now, they're calling me to do concerts, and I don't have a group. So I had to get George to go out with me. I didn't have a group. So now I'm out. I'm out there.
This is all happening pretty fast, it sounds like.
It happened pretty fast. Now I'm doing concerts. They have Motown groups in the, doing concerts with us, and Lou and everybody. And I'm headlining the concert. Oh, I tell you, come on, Bobby, you couldn't have it no better than that.
But it has gotten better for Dr. Lonnie Smith. He went on to record over 10 LPs with Blue Note Records, five of those as a leader. And he continued his relationship with Columbia Records as well, releasing a handful of recordings with them. He further went on to record on Emercy, Milestone, Muse, and Rounder Records, culminating with the formation of his own record label just a few years ago, Pilgrimage Records. It's a Cinderella story for this self-taught maestro of soul. And in his career, he's found himself performing and recording with the likes of Jimmy McGriff, Blue Mitchell, Stanley Turrentine, Randy Brecker, John Scofield, Marvin Gaye, and believe me, that's just a short list. Dr. Lonnie Smith will appear for the very first time with his trio at the Walton Arts Center on February 1st. Jonathan Blake on drums and Jonathan Kreisberg on the guitar, along with the doctor at the Hammond B3 organ. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Robert Ginsberg.
Dr. Lonnie Smith's shows are Saturday night at 7 and 9 at Walton Arts Center. Robert Ginsberg talked to him earlier this month. You can hear Robert's program, Shades of Jazz, every Friday and Saturday night at 10 here on KUAF.